The World This Week. Business.
The prospect of Congress approving the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement improved after Democrats reached a deal with the White House to revise the trade deal. The reworked USMCA weakens intellectual property protections for the drugs industry, which Democrats insist will lead to lower health care costs, and beefs up workers' rights, putting more onus on employers to enforce labor standards. The USMCA will eventually replace NAFTA.
Still licking its wounds from its disastrous investment in WeWork, SoftBank was reportedly selling its 50% stake in WAG, a service that connects dog owners with people who will walk their pooch for them. WAG has struggled to compete against Rover, a rival. It has also been hounded by bad publicity about lost or dead dogs under its care.
A judge on the New York State Supreme Court cleared ExxonMobil of fraud related to its accounting for climate change regulations. New York's Attorney General had sought to show that the oil company committed fraud by using two methods to estimate costs posed by possible climate policies. The ruling lowers the likelihood of similar litigation in other states.
Chevron said it would record impairments of more than $10 billion in its fourth quarter. More than half of the write-down comes from shale assets in the Appalachian region. An abundance of shale gas has depressed prices, which are at their lowest in 20 years.
America's boundless production in shale energy has also kept down oil prices. In an agreement by which they hope to shore up prices, OPEC and Russia agreed to cut output by another 500,000 barrels a day, extending a strategy started in 2016. Saudi Arabia wanted deeper reductions, which were resisted by Russia.
Saudi Aramco's share price surged when it began trading on the Riyadh Stock Exchange. Although just 1.5% of the state-controlled oil company's shares were sold, it raised $25.6 billion in its IPO, the most ever. Aramco is now the world's most valuable publicly listed company, hitting $2 trillion on December 12th. That is the value that Mohammed bin Salman, Saudi Arabia's de facto leader, has decreed Aramco is worth, despite skepticism from global investors. Tranches of the shares are held by the Saudi elite, who have reportedly been pressed to trade the stock in order to reach the target.